This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the secrets of ruku, genuflection, and our ubudiyya, the servitude of Allah. Now, dear listeners, we have talked a lot about in our sessions on ubudiyya, the servitude of Allah, regarding different secrets and ways in which we can increase our ubudiyya. We've talked about sincerity, ikhlas, in our worship, in our du'as, our supplications. We've also talked about various things which we can do in order to strengthen our connection with Allah, the Exalted, the Honorable. Now, one of the things which we can do, which will increase our ubudiyya, increase our servitude to Allah, Exalted and Great, is called ruku, or genuflection, as it is said in English. Now, dear friends, ruku is one of the pillars of salat, of prayer. And excess or decrease in the number of ruku, done consciously or unconsciously, will render our salat, our prayer, invalid. Now, this shows us the importance of ruku, of genuflection, in our prayers. Now, it is interesting to know that this ruku is also one of the most significant expressions of servitude. Ruku, genuflection, is a courtesy, if you would, while sujood, prostration, is a proximity, a nearness. And so, dear friends, he who performs courtesy correctly is the one who can attain proximity to Allah. And so thus, interestingly, we find that in our salat, first you do ruku, which is a courtesy, and then you do the sujood, the prostration, which is the proximity. And so in the traditions, we also find that if the ruku, the genuflection, is accepted, then the sujood, the proximity, the prostration will also be accepted. Finally, there are examples of ruku, genuflection, and sujood, prostration, of the great spiritual leaders, of the imams, of the prophets, which are recorded in the traditions that will really put our ruku and sujood to shame. For example, the ruku, the genuflection of the saints of Allah, the near ones to Allah, the awliya, the imams, such as the commander of the faithful Imam Ali, peace and blessings upon him, had such a long ruku, such a long genuflection, that his forelegs would begin to sweat and the soles of his blessed feet would moisten. What a beautiful manifestation of ubudiyya, ruku.
In the name of Allah, assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith who are listening to IRIB English Radio. Welcome to this segment of the program, Foresight. My name is Muhammad, And today I'd like to read to you the English translation of an excerpt from Munajat al-Taibin, The Whispered Prayer of the Repenters. Please stay with me. My God, let the cloud of your mercy cast its shadow upon my sins, and send the billow of your clemency flowing over my faults. My God, does the fugitive servant return to anyone other than his master? Or does anyone grant him sanctuary from his master's wrath other than his master himself? My God, if remorse for sins is a repentance, I, by your might, am one of the remorseful. If praying forgiveness for offenses is an alleviation, I am one of those who pray forgiveness. To you I return, that you may be well pleased. My God, through your power over me, turn toward me. Through your clemency toward me, pardon me, and through your knowledge of me, be gentle toward me.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Now, in continuation to what we were saying regarding ruku, genuflection, in our ubudiyya, someone came into the house of the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq, peace and blessings upon him. When that person came into the house of Imam al-Sadiq, he saw that the Imam was in the state of ruku, in the state of genuflection. And in this ruku, Imam al-Sadiq was performing tasbih, glorifying Allah, such as saying, Subhanallah, glory be to Allah. And he was repeating this tasbih, this glorification of Allah, 60 times. It is also recorded in another tradition that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, used to recite the invocation, the dhikr, the recitation in ruku, in genuflection, as Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi. And in the sujood, Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam used to recite Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi. And do you know how many times he used to recite in the ruku Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi, and in the sujood Subhana Rabbi al-A'la wa bihamdi, a total of 30 times each. Dear friends, if we want to increase our ubudiyya, one of the best ways and the greatest secrets taught to us by the family of the Holy Messenger of Allah is to increase our ruku, the length of our ruku, and the length of our sujood. Now we invite you to listen to Brother Khalil Ja'far.
Tabi'ah is needed because it is the instinct that drives the body, and it is directly used by the ego. And the ego is something that the mind created from infancy out of conflict. That enlightenment does not come out of being egoless. Enlightenment comes from shattering the ego. The ego has to be created before it is shattered and removed. So you need something that outwardly appears negative to become your journey through which you learn and grow out of and evolve and experience that metamorphosis. You need to be a worm, a caterpillar, and experience the life of a worm and a caterpillar in order to become a butterfly. You blow up a balloon and then you burst it. It seems meaningless to blow up something that you want to burst anyway. You could just cut it with a pair of scissors. But you do that because you want that big bang, isn't it? You light candles and then you blow it out. Was it perfect when it was lit, or was it perfect when it was unlit? If it was perfect when it was lit, then why did you blow it out? If it was perfect when it was not lit, then why did you light it? But if you don't light it, there is no birthday. So even though you blow it out in 30 seconds, you need to bring it about and then remove it in order to have something that has meaning to you. You take an egg, you let it grow and become a chicken. You get meat and then you slaughter it. Why do you not just crush the egg and say, let's just cut the egg? If you just crush the egg, you will not get the meat. You let it grow, you fatten it, and then you kill it. So there is meaning and purpose in this.
Welcome back to your listeners. It's great to have you with us. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, dear friends, we have been talking about ruku, genuflection, and how it can increase our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah, exalted and glorified be He. And so we have also been talking about how prolonging our ruku will increase our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We talked about how Imam As-Sadiq, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, would read in his ruku and his sujood the dhikr, the invocation, 30 times. And in another place, we find a tradition where in the ruku, Imam Al-Sadiq alayhi salam was repeating the tasbih 60 times. Now the great and honorable Shia scholar Faith Kashani says, the repetition of tasbih more than 30 times by Imam Ja'far Al-Sadiq was during congregational prayers. Since the imam had to take into account the condition of the week among the worshippers, it shows that those who were joining him in the congregation consented to this prolongation of the ruku. And so, dear friends, in the ruku, as we said in the last segment, based upon traditions which say that Imam Ja'far As-Sadiq used to recite, Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi wa bihamdi. We thus also recite this in our genuflection, in our ruku, and it means, glory be to my Lord, Subhana Rabbi al-Azimi, the great, wa bihamdi, and praise belongs to him. And so, dear friends, in the genuflection, in the ruku, we praise and we eulogize Allah, blessed and exalted is He. And so praise and eulogy belong exclusively to Allah, who nourishes all creatures. For the nourishment of the physical realm, He has set the order of creation, the movement of the earth, the sun and the air, the plants and the seas, and all kinds of material blessings. And for the nourishment of the soul, Allah has designated the divine prophets and the divine imams and the heavenly books and the heavenly commandments and laws and orders, pleasant and unpleasant, instructive events in one's life and so forth. And dear friends, for the guidance of humanity, Allah has sent down religion, Islam, and laws based on the natural disposition, the fitra of man. And he has founded on reason, aql. One such type of praise and eulogy is ruku, genuflection, for the sake of Allah in the ubudiyyah of Allah. Ilahana, ma'adalak, malika kun liman malak, labbayka qad, labbaytu lak. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.